a morning introduction to a meditation. At the end of this meditation, you're welcome just to keep on sitting as long as you'd like to. And the intention of this meditation is to bring as much of yourself as possible into presence, to include all of your being. So starting by letting yourself just adjust your body posture so that you're really in the most comfortable position. And that might take a couple of shifts, just allowing yourself to do that, to settle in if you need to get anything like a cushion to support you. Seeing if you want to have your legs crossed or you want to have your legs, your feet on the floor and your legs just loose on whatever you're sitting on. And then just take a moment, first of all, to let your eyes float before you close them. Just letting yourself look around wherever you are, without intentionally looking at anything. Just letting your eyes move around. You might need to move your head as well, just to have a look at where you are in space, where you are in the room, or in the place that you're sitting, where you are in relation to the other things around you. Notice what you're drawn to, where your eyes move. And then in your own time, just letting yourself gently close your eyes or just have your eyes cast down, so that you bring your intention in. It's like you turn towards an inner seeing. Really giving yourself permission just to be with you. And to have, first of all, just a sense of your body in this moment. What are the body sensations that you're aware of? You might notice your arms. You might notice energy in your arms, energy in your legs. Sometimes there's a kind of tingling. You might notice where your feet are resting. If you're sitting cross-legged, you might notice the contact that your ankles have with whatever you're sitting on. Or you might notice the contact your feet have through your socks or shoes, or if they're bare, the contact that your feet have with the ground. A useful way to sense this more clearly is to rock your feet as gently from the heels to the balls of your feet, to your toes, and back again. And sensing that contact with the ground. And as you do that, you might notice that you can even sense kind of into the ground. Also having a sense of the contact that the backs of your legs have with whatever you're sitting on. The contact that you have through your seat, your sit bones, your buttocks. if your back's resting on a cushion or on a chair. Whenever your back is resting on, if it is, just noticing that contact. And seeing if you can allow all these contact points to be a sense of grounding, kind of stabilizing force. They're often a good reminder of gravity. This amazing force that keeps us on this earth. And then as you take a deeper breath, just having a sense of your body as a whole. That's what it feels like to be in this body right now. You might notice areas of ease, spaciousness. You might notice somewhere that feels really pleasant to be in your body. You might notice your breathing, how deep the breath goes, and which parts of your body move as you breathe. And as you're sensing your body, you might also notice areas of tightness or tension, or perhaps even areas that feel a sense of discomfort, or perhaps even there's some pain in your body. Just seeing if you can include that, noticing where it is, what's the quality of the tightness or tension or pain. If you can just let yourself be there and include that without any judgment. And perhaps breathing into that area, just bringing some breath there without having to change it, although it might change, just as you invite it to be, just as it is. You might, if you're in a quiet place, even notice your heart rate. You might feel it where there's a contact point. You might just be aware of it in your chest. You might be aware of your digestion. All of the things that are going on in the body. Without us having to do anything. As the body does all that it does. In any given moment, there are multiple systems working together in amazing harmony, maintaining temperature, balance, and kind of stasis. You might want to take a moment just to appreciate this miracle of the body. And then just become aware of any thoughts that are present, anything that might be going on in your mind. Meditation is not about not thinking. The mind thinks, that's what it does. So just seeing if you can have a sense of what's going on in your mind. Might be that there are certain kinds of thoughts or certain images that your mind comes up with. memories, associations, perhaps planning. It might have a particular flavor in this moment. So if you can just recognize that. Sometimes the thoughts are moving faster. We're busy with something, processing. Or it might be that there's not so much going on in your intellect. It's just the odd thought coming and going. It's recognizing that. And see, rather than following any particular thought, if you can just have a sense of the kind of atmosphere. And without any judgment, you might have a sense of what your thinking is trying to focus on or achieve. You might want to see if you can just allow it to be kind of restful in this moment, not have to focus on anything in particular, that you can actually let your mind float. One thought can calm and then that one can go. Perhaps there's a gap. Maybe another thought. Not really looking for them, but just noticing. And it's beautiful to appreciate this thinking mechanism. The mind, the brain, how hard it works. And some of your thoughts might even be associated with a particular emotional feeling. And see now if you can take a moment to attune to whatever emotion or kind of state is present in your emotions. It might be more like a body sensation that helps you identify or give a bit of space to whatever feeling is here right now. Sometimes as you attune, it's a really clear emotion. You might notice your chest, your belly. It might be associated to something that's been going on lately that needs tending to. And as you attend to that, see if you can give it a little bit of space. And that may help get clearer. What is here? What's present emotionally or as a feeling? And sometimes feelings are more like body sensations. Might be a sense of heaviness. Or might be a sense of lightness. It may be sad. And maybe some fear excitement. Just seeing as you check into your throat, your chest, upper belly, lower belly, what are the feelings that are present? And if nothing's coming, it might be that you have a sense that there's a disconnect or a kind of numbness. Noticing that. Noticing that it's not easy to connect with a feeling right now. And whatever is there, be it numbness, be it a particular sensation or a particular emotion, just seeing if you can breathe into that. Almost like you really let it have all the space it needs, and that you're holding that with a non-judgmental kindness. And as you notice the feeling, you might have a sense of how old you feel in your emotions. And that tells you how best to attune to this part of you. Perhaps you need to be very soft and tender. Or perhaps it's a more robust feeling, so you can just support that to have its space. And as you allow whatever feeling is present to be there in your body, with the thoughts coming and going, you might want to take a couple of deeper breaths as you let yourself settle even further back and down. Back in your body, further down. Also including an awareness of not just in your body, but also around your body. What's the area around your body? And as we do this, you'll notice you're not bound by the physicality of your body. You can also expand, take up even more space than the physical. And the physical body becomes sort of permeable, more like a transparency, more spacious. Sometimes there's a sense of lightness. You might even imagine a sense of your own light surrounding your body. Kind of gentle, warm lightness of your being. As you let yourself have a sense of expanding out. Just allowing yourself to notice any qualities of being that become apparent. It might simply be an openness. It might be something like less definition. You might be able to allow something that feels less personal, more universal, like an unbound state. as you let yourself drop even further back and down. This with the intention of including all parts of you. As you just let yourself settle into a kind of equilibrium. A sense of a state of balance. Harmony. Wonder. And then just taking as much time as you'd like to sit in your own being, in your own depth, with all parts of you included.